Penguin Random House Audio presents Serpentine by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. 1. I was standing in the air-conditioned hush of Forever Bridal in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but since all I could see was a rack of plastic-wrapped wedding dresses taller than my head, I could have been in any bridal shop in any part of the country. The dresses were ones that had needed tailoring to fit their brides. I stared at the different shades of white, from dazzling white like fresh snow in sunlight, to a cream so dark it was almost a pale brown, or maybe taupe. I was always confused by taupe. Who wouldn't be confused by a color that couldn't decide if it was gray or tan? The dress they'd finally let me try on was black, because the pale teal that matched the maid of honor's dress had looked so bad on me that even Donna Parnell, the bride-to-be, had conceded that we could try the dress in black for me. Since I was the best man, or best person, on the groom's side of the aisle, and the men were in black tuxes with teal ties and cummerbunds, putting me in black would make the wedding party look more balanced. Or that's what the store manager had finally said. I stood clutching the overly long black skirt in one hand so I didn't trip, as I talked to Micah Callahan on my new smartphone, which was actually so smart I felt uncomfortable using it, as if the technology were silently judging my lack of tech savvy. So your clients have finally given you permission to share more info with your police girlfriend? I said. I could feel slash hear the